You are listening to 1440 in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, visit 1440.com.
Well, last week, for those of you who weren't here, we started a series called Path to Purpose. And that can be summed up real quick with a few statements. It's identifying the voice of God positions you to hear him clearly. And so that's what we did last week, was identify the different ways he speaks. And then hearing him, his voice, equips you to do his will. Because once you know you hear him, you know what he's telling you to do. And then doing his will keeps you on that path that he's destined for you so that you can live on purpose. And so that's the whole reasoning behind this series. And so we're starting with learning how to hear his voice. That way we're getting positioned to know what he wants us to do, when he wants us to do it, so that we're always in the right place at the right time. So last Wednesday, we studied five ways he speaks. I'm not saying those are the only five ways he speaks, but those are the ones we studied. So with a show of hands, if Starbucks means anything to you, I know you're like, man, I wish I heard. Good job. So don't yell it out, but raising your hand, I will call on you. I want to know one of the ways he speaks. So we'll go through all five. And if you weren't here, just think of ways God speaks to you. You can still get something out of this. David. Audible. Good job. Can you meet me halfway? Yeah, I will. Aaron. Oh, can you wait? Aaron. The Holy Spirit? Yes, sir. Can you give that to Aaron, please? Katie? His word, yes. Okay, so we have audible, his word, Holy Spirit. There's two more. Kristen? With writing, yes. He writes on walls, or he wrote on a wall. Yes, Jessica? Through praying? Was that one of them? You don't remember. Hold that thought 1 second. Nadezda? The ministry, yes, ma'am. There's still opportunity for more. Okay, so he speaks to us in those five ways. So now we know how he speaks to us. So this week we're going to talk about how to hear him so that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we clearly hear God's voice. So the first thing, let's turn to Matthew 6:33. The first step in providing a foundation of any relationship is spending time together. So let's read Matthew 6:33. I'm going to read from the Amplified. And if you look up there, you can see it too. But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and all his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things together will be given to you besides. So the first and foremost thing we're commanded to do is seek him and his ways. And so that's how we can start that relationship, is when you're getting to know somebody, you don't know how they talk or what they spend their time doing, their hobbies, their favorites. But when you spend time with somebody, you get to know those things about them. And so hearing the voice of the Lord starts with knowing him. How would he talk to you? What does he believe? And all of that last week we learned was in his word. And so the more time we spend with him, the more we get to know him. Who has a best friend in here? Or a sibling? Someone you spend lots of time with, whether it's by choice or not? Yes? No, there's no Starbucks card in that one. Sorry. When you spend time with that person, you get to know them more and more and more, and you find out things they like, things they don't like, what they believe about a certain subject. And so the more time you spend in his word and talking to him, you're going to know what he believes about something, to the point where if someone asks you a question, you don't have to say, hold on, let me go look it up. It's already in you, like in the songs we sing, talking about how it's in you, and we shout it out. And so that's part of the foundation of hearing the Lord, is spending time with him. If you don't spend time talking with him, if you don't spend time in his word, you're probably not going to, you're going to be playing guessing games. Well, I think this is what he would do, but we can know beyond a shadow of a doubt by spending time in here. James 4:8 says, draw close to God and God will draw close to you. So he promises, if you seek me, you will find me. I will come to you. An example with this is with your family and friends. The more time you spend with someone or you invest in someone, let's say there's people new at the school or you've been new to a school. The only way to make friends is to become a friend, to seek someone out. And so that's what we're doing here, is saying, Lord, I want to know you more. And so we're seeking him out, finding out to get to know him because he promises to come and meet us. He says, I'm here. I want you to ask for me. And so he's saying, seek me out. Last week, I asked you guys to practice throughout the week, hearing the voice of the Lord, identifying those different ways that he speaks to you so that you know what that inner knowing is or the different ways that he might point something out to you and you just get this. Anyone get that feeling inside? Like you just know when something's right and you know when something's wrong. And so I asked you guys to practice that. Did anybody do that this week? A few hands around here. Does anybody want to share any instance? Was there any testimonies that came out of that? That's a very good example of instantly knowing. We used an example similar to that last week when we talked about in John how his sheep hear his voice. And it's just an instant knowing. And you know someone's voice when you answer your phone and it says mom calling, but it's a male voice. And you're like, Dad, what are you doing answering mom's phone? And you know the difference between people's voices. And so I actually have an example for you guys I was going to share. Is audio ready? Okay, I wanted to give you guys an example from John 10:10. We'll turn there real quick before I start playing sounds for you. Let's look up John 10:10. Some people are here. We read, more here. Let's look at verse 4. After he has gathered his flock, he walks ahead of them, and they will follow him because they recognize his voice. They will not follow a stranger, for they will run from him because they don't recognize his voice. So just as familiar as we become getting to know the Lord's voice, the more you know someone, the more clearly it is when someone else isn't that person. Does that make sense? So the more you become familiar with the Lord, it's going to become more familiar if there's counterfeit to that, or there's a false voice in your life. You're going to be able to point out, just like Wesley said, just as fast as you know that that's the Lord, you're going to know just as fast that's not it. So last week I had a bunch of people email Jordan saying the same thing. So there's a bunch of sound bites, and they all said the same thing to Jordan. They said they identified themselves or this one person. And so they're going to play each of those, and I'm going to be able to identify which person that is. They're going to say, hi, this is Casey. But it's going to be a bunch of different people saying, hi, this is Casey. And you guys don't know who Casey is, but I know who Casey is. And so based on this audio, I don't know which order it's in, but there's a bunch of people trying to pretend to be Casey. And I'll be able to pick that out because I know Casey. So you want to try that?
Hey, Jen, it's Casey.
Nope.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jen, this is Casey.
Nope.
Hi, Jen. This is Casey.
You guys are messing with it. That's not fair. Play that again.
Hi, Jen. This is Casey.
Nope.
Hi, Jen. This is Casey.
That is Casey. Can you play the last one?
Hi, Jen. This is Casey.
Wow, Jordan really tripped me up with that. I'm going to get him for it. But anyway, so all those voices were someone different, and I didn't know what order they were, but I knew Casey's voice, even with the little, like, thing Jordan did with the voices, which I'll talk to him about later because that threw me for a loop. But I could even go through and tell you each person. It was Kristen and Cynthia and Nicole, all the other people whose voices that was because I know their voice. And I only live with one of those people. Casey's my roommate, and so I talk to her every single day, and I know Casey's voice. But all those other people I work with, I go to church with, I know throughout the years. And so I don't always spend lots of time with them, but I've been able to identify their voice with just a simple phrase. And so just as quick as I can point out, hey, Jen, this is Casey, you guys should be able to say, when the Lord gives you a word and you're like, Lord, was that you? Was that me? Or was that the enemy? You're like trying to figure it out. And it's like, first of all, you know it's the Lord when you can find it in here. Because it says he comes to bring life. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So if those thoughts are destructive, if in Philippians 4:8 it talks about think on these things that are pure, lovely, and honorable. If the thing that comes to your head isn't pure and lovely and honorable, then it's not the Lord. It's easy to weed that out real fast. And so the more time you spend in here, you're going to be able to say, Lord, I know your voice. The next part is once we identify his voice, that's what we spend time with him. We identify his voice. Then we talk to him. You got to talk to somebody if you're going to get information from them. Let's turn to Psalms 37:23. Well, James, back up. James 1:5, rewind. Woo! Okay, James 1:5. If you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him and he will gladly tell you. He will not resent your asking. But when you ask him, be sure that you really expect him to answer. For a doubtful mind is unsettled as a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. So it says right here, if you want wisdom, if you want to know anything, just ask him. So all he's wanting us to do is ask him. Have you ever heard there's no stupid question? You know, your teachers are like, raise your hand if you ever have a question. There's no stupid question. You're all like, yeah, but you haven't heard my question, you know, and you're just like kind of hesitant. There is no stupid question. The Lord's just wanting you to ask. Come to me. Ask whatever you want to know, and I will tell it to you. So we need to seek answers from him continually. A lot of times we think, oh, I got this one. And so we just move around doing what we think would be right instead of seeking him first, like that first scripture said. And when you ask him, he will provide that answer. So we shouldn't wait for those big decisions to actually start dialoguing with the Lord, like, oh, I'm going to graduate soon. I should probably pray about where I'm going to go. We should be praying about what our path and our purpose is now so that we're on that path. So when we get to those pivotal moments of our lives, or that what we call those big life-changing moments, that it's not this big situation that takes time. And I mean, there is time to pray and fast about things, but I believe that you can get answers quickly from the Lord when you've been praying constantly, dialoguing with him. It's like a relationship with a long-distance friend. If you haven't talked in a while, you call them, you have to catch up, and you don't just want to ask them a favor before you see how they're doing. But if we're in constant communication with that person, then we can make those real quick phone calls and get real quick answers. And so that's how our relationship with the Lord should be, is that we're always spending time with him and asking him those questions. What do I wear today? What grocery store should I go to? Even though I always go to this grocery store, maybe he wants me to go to that grocery store. I've shared with you guys different examples of going to a store I didn't want to go to one day, and the Lord gave me an opportunity to minister to someone. So just because we always do something one way doesn't mean that we shouldn't seek him every time we go to do something, because each situation is going to be different and present opportunities for you. The next one is listen. It says right here, don't ask if you don't expect to receive an answer. And a lot of times when we pray and we talk to the Lord, we keep talking and talking and talking. And then when we're like, okay, I'm done with my English, I'm going to wait on you, Lord. You start speaking in tongues, like while you're waiting, but it's still talking. And so just like if you all started talking now, okay, I'll give you 10 seconds to start talking. Real quick. All right. Can you understand what I'm saying? Stop, 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 stop. Okay, 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 okay. Teacher raises her hand and together now. I was saying some stuff, but I'm not sure if everybody caught that because you all are busy talking. So the same is with the Lord. You're like, Lord, tell me. And then you're like, oh, by the way. Or you take out your phone. You're like texting your friend. And you're like, anytime, Lord. Okay. Oh, yeah. Did you hear what happened today? And you're not really expecting that answer from him. And he's like, I want to talk. Hello, interruption. You asked me a question. And so we need to take some time to listen and expect it. Let's turn to Mark 4:23. Woo! 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 Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. The first word, anyone. So there isn't like a qualification for this to hear the voice of the Lord. We talked about last week that his sheep know his voice, and the way you become a sheep to the shepherd is being adopted into his family. So each and every one of us who have said, Jesus, come into my life and be Lord of my life, has that qualification. So it says, anyone who's willing to hear should listen. And be sure to pay attention to what you hear. The more you do this, the more you will understand, and the even more besides. And so as you're seeking the Lord and asking things, be willing to hear him. Say, I'm going to set, just like when you're talking to a friend on the phone and you ask them a question, you don't keep talking, you give time for them to answer. And the same is with the Lord, is seeking him and giving him time to speak back to you. It says in Psalms 37:3, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Sometimes we just got to be still for a minute. There's a couple weeks ago I had a situation and I really wanted to act on it. I knew what I wanted to do, how I wanted to respond. And I was like, Lord, can I do this? And he's like, open your Bible. And I saw it and to Psalms 37:7. He said, be still in my presence and wait for me to act. And I was like, okay. Took my hands off the situation. And the answer that I was seeking came 3 days later from the person I was waiting on. But I wanted to make it faster. I wanted it right away. And if I just ask them, maybe they'll give me the answer right now. But he's like, wait. And all I had to do, I did nothing but trust him. And that answer came without me having to probe and push for it. Because I needed to wait. I asked for it. So then I need to give someone an opportunity to answer me. So the same is with him and your relationships. When you're asking people for things, Give them a chance to respond. Wait for them, because just as much as you want to know, they probably want to give you the answer. And then a little more down in Psalms 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." A lot of times, we need to just take a moment and realize that He is God. Like, how big is He? Have you guys ever seen that video about the magnificence of God and the universe and then how tiny we become in the scheme of the universe? Has anyone ever seen that? Yeah. A few of you have? It's good. Maybe I'll show it in here real quick sometime. But it shows how massive the universe is and how if the God can hold the universe in His hand and just think about how big the universe is, how big He is. And sometimes we make our problems out to be so big that like, oh God, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this. When it's, oh God, like, but God. God can take you through anything. Nothing's too small for Him or too big for Him. And so to put it in perspective, when we're asking for things and wanting answers, He has the solution to everything. He's just waiting for us to take time to ask Him for His help because He wants to help you. Let's look real quick at James 1:19. It says, "My dear brothers and sisters, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." You've probably heard me say this before. How many ears do you have? How many mouths do you have? One. So you should listen twice as much as you talk. Someone's heard me. And you know my retort to my dad, "But I have two lips, Daddy." No, but that doesn't take away from the fact that you have one mouth, so we should be listening twice as much. It says, "Your anger can never make things right, so get rid of all the filth and evil desires in your life and humbly accept the message God planted in your heart, for it is strong enough to save your soul. And remember, it's a message to obey, not just to listen to. If you don't obey, you are looking like a fool. For if you just listen and don't obey, it's like looking at yourself in the mirror but doing nothing to improve your appearance. You see yourself walk away and you forget what you look like." And this is so true. A lot of times when we're listening for a purpose. We want an answer so that we can respond to it. And so many times when we're listening for an answer, we're not only listening to know something, but it's to propel us to do something, to act. And so another important part about hearing the voice of the Lord is receiving His words by faith, that we're going to do something with those words that we get from Him. And so we're not only listening just to hear, but we're listening to do. And so when He speaks here, we want to respond to Him. We want to act. So then if you look at Romans 10:17, it says, "Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God." So faith is built by hearing. And the more you hear something, the more your faith is built up. And this all kind of culminates at the final thing is when we've asked for something and we've listened and we believe we've received what we've heard, then we respond by faith. You put it into action. You do something with it. An example, a friend the other day asked me to meet her for dinner. And I was like, "Okay, where do you want to meet?" We planned a place to meet, and it was a couple days out. So I marked it on my calendar. You guys put things in your phones. You say, "Okay, that's the day I'm going to hang out with so-and-so." And so when other people say, "Hey, you want to do something that night?" You're like, "No, I have plans." But I'm only going off of her word that she said, "Hey, let's do something." She's not there yet. We're not together yet, but I know that she's going to meet me. And then when we get to this point, responding by faith, I don't wait for her to get to the restaurant and then call me and be like, "Hey, I'm here. Are you going to still come?" I trust her by her word that she's going to be at that restaurant. And so I go to meet her. And so the same is true with the Lord. He's like, "I've given you a word and you can respond to it. You can trust me that I'm going to be there. You can trust me that this is true." And so when we receive words by faith, we act on them by faith. We respond by faith. We don't wait on proof that He spoke because we know He spoke to us. And a lot of times, and this might help you, is when I've been praying about something and seeking the Lord, I write it down. If there's something that I'm really trying to believe for and pray for, I write a date down, you know, that I'm believing for something, and then I write a date down when He's given me the answer and what that answer is so that it shows me this is what He said. And so when you go back on it, a lot of times when I fast, I like fast different things, and girls, you might understand this, but when you fast sweets, you're like, "Well, what's a sweet? Because some things have sugar in it." And then you go back. So I've become very good with myself that when I'm going to fast something, I write down what I am fasting. And if I say dessert, I know myself. So let's define dessert, because anything can turn into a dessert. So I define it. Ice cream, cookies, yes, the chocolate chips and the protein bar. Like, I line out, if I'm fasting chocolate, chocolate is chocolate. You know what I mean? Like, "Oh, but it's protein powder." It's like, it's chocolate. But I write those things down. So then 3 weeks into the fast when I'm really like hungry and I'm like, oh, but it's just a protein bar. Like that's not dessert. I go back and look, did I write down protein bar? Because there's times where to me that wouldn't be a dessert. But that's the same with his word is sometimes the enemy will try to have you question yourself or someone else will be like, oh, it's not a big deal. That's not a deal breaker. But you know what the Lord's told you. So when you write that down, I go back into my prayer journal. I'm like, oh, no, January 1st, I wrote down chocolate chips in my protein bar. Because I know myself that I might justify my chocolate chip intake through my protein bar. And y'all are laughing at me, but you know what I'm talking about. There's times where you know that you know that you know you're supposed to do something, and then you start to talk yourself out of it later. So write those things down when he speaks to you. Keep a prayer journal so that you can go over those things that he's instructed you or those prophecies you might get over your life or words spoken over you. So when you go back, you're like, I knew that was spoken over me at one time. I wish I would have written some things down back when I was in college. I know this specific day. I know where I was. I know who was praying over me. I know what it was. But I just wish that I had written down that scripture and had actually taken the time after that word to write it down to confirm to me what that is. And so take time for those things. So that's the bottom line with all of this is when we hear the voice of the Lord, it's to do something. We hear him because we want to respond. And so we need to act in faith on his word that he's given us. And so we hear about living by faith, but we do it in relationships all day, just like that restaurant example. When someone says, I'm going to do something for you, you trust your friend, you trust your parent, you trust your sibling. So the same should be even more with your God. If he says something, trust him and act on it, because that word's just as solid as an earthly person that promises you something. Amen? Amen. Well, in wrapping this up, knowing someone's voice, spending time with them, that's going to be the foundation for getting to know anyone. That could be in any friendship. And that's the foundation for hearing the voice of the Lord. So this week, I challenge you, if you didn't do it last week, spend time this week getting to know him. We should be doing that anyway. Even if we don't want something out of him, we should be getting to know him because we're just called to fellowship. That's what we're here to do, is to fellowship with our Lord. So get to know him, spend time with him, and identify those knowings that Wesley had talked about, like you just instantly know. What's that knowing? This week I went and rented a movie, and I had seen the preview before, and I actually didn't want to see it, but then suddenly someone recommended it to me, so I was like, oh, well, maybe it's good. I went, I took it off the shelf, didn't think about it. I went and checked out at checkout. I'm like, don't know if I really want to watch this movie. And I, in the inside, I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to watch this movie, but he had been checking me out, so here's your receipt, and I walked away, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll watch it. And my roommate was like, yeah, I've never seen it. Let's watch it. And driving home, I'm like, I'm not looking forward to this. Like, I really don't think I'm supposed to watch this movie. I get home. So you're going to watch the movie? And I'm like, you know what? Someone did recommend it to me, but when I saw the preview, I didn't feel right about it, so I probably just shouldn't even rent it. And I didn't watch it that night. Now, that's a tiny little thing you might think in someone's eyes, but the Lord is protecting me from something. There could have been an image in that movie that I'm still going to have to get out. There could be things that he's protecting you from. So you think, oh, that's just a small example. But I know that I heard his voice at the register, and I should have just said, oh, you know what? I don't need that movie. But instead, I paid the $2.13, and I took it home. But I don't care if I wasted $2.13 because I know I heard his voice. So as you go throughout the week, ask him about those things, because there's little things like that that seem little, but he's protecting you from bigger things. It could have triggered something that I might have had to deal with or repent over later. And so I didn't watch it. I watched something else. So when you go throughout your week, seek him in those what seem to be small things, because that's him talking to you. He's talking to me at the register. The next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about his plan and what that looks like for each in our individual lives. That he has a plan. It's a good plan. And so come expecting next week that you're hearing his voice. You know what it sounds like, and he's going to start speaking things to you. When you want to know what you're supposed to do in your future, he can tell you right now. You don't have to wait till you're a junior or senior in high school. You don't have to wait till you're a freshman in college identifying your major. You can do it right now. And so these next couple weeks and month, we're going to be talking about his plans and what that looks like. And so come expecting. Write down those things this week. Lord, I'm believing for answers about this. Because he's going to talk to you. He's going to show you the plans. Because it says, for I know the plans I have for you. He already has them. He's just waiting for us to ask about them. So we're going to be talking about those things. So come expecting. Amen? Amen.
1440 is a ministry of Eagle Mountain Church. For more information, or if you have questions about what you have heard here, visit 1440.com or email staff@1440.com.